This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Yig.
There's a monster in my podcast.
We get a lot of Yig stuff.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Yig.
And his shitty friends.
Like, I mean, he's a Yig. Are they his friends, or are they his offspring? He is the father of serpents.
Yeah, well, there's his servitors, his dragon warriors, is what I specifically get them all named.
My eyes glossed over when I got to the dragon warriors of Yig.
You don't want to learn more about Nurgle?
I couldn't, or Umhabku.
Yeah, Umhabku.
Yeah,
badass name, bro.
Yeah, cool.
These are Chads. All of these, like, Yig appears as a scaly strong man,
okay,
which I really like. I hope he has like a onesie, like a striped onesie, and a little handlebar mustache on a snake.
Yeah, he's just like lifting weights on the beach for some reason.
And yeah, those weird weights that are just like a bar with huge spheres on either end.
Yep.
You know, and just like, ha, 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 snakes are strong. You know?
Come over here and constrict me, baby.
Yeah, it's like that. And like, you go to the beach, you know, and then Yig comes up and slithers some sand at you.
Yep.
You know, and then you go take the Charles Atlas method to try to fight him. And then he just, like, you know, devours you.
Well, then he just summons a bunch of snakes and kills you.
Like, yeah, sand snakes.
Yeah. But this is like, it's a snake god. And like, it's one of those uniquely American gods. Lovecraft's kind of ideas, like, this is somehow tied to like Quetzalcoatl and stuff, like, you know,
it's a Zila Bishop stink,
right.
Yeah. So when you fight Yig, he grabs you, but he doesn't strike you, he just crushes your arms. He can bite you, and that will just kill you. And when he kills you, your body rips and bursts like a paper sack full of wet raw meat.
You know what? You know what I like, Gary?
Huh?
Sentences.
That's a good sentence.
That's
man.
A good sentence.
I like paper sacks full of wet raw meat.
Yep.
And then he can also swallow you whole. He unhinges his jaw and can swallow something twice his own size.
Yeah. Which is
that's phenomenal.
Yeah, he can swallow something twice his own size. He's size 20. So yep. The idea that he could swallow something else that is size 40, I don't want to do a search on that, but like a size 20, you know, something that is size 40 would have to be what, like 35 feet high?
He can swallow Yomangatho, the feaster from the stars, that which relentlessly waits outside, who's size 40, who we're going to talk about next time we record.
Okay.
So like, that's wild. Yeah. I'm pretty into that, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like the snake men, because it's too much just like orcs.
Right, right.
Like, you know, Call of Cthulhu doesn't need orcs, but I'm kind of into some of the details of Yig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like how petty he is, that if you thwart him in any way, he just sends a snake after you to kill you. Like, oh, it's just a snake. Here he comes.
Yep. It's like in Kill Bill. Like, he, you know, you just open your briefcase and it's full of one of the sacred children of Yeager.
No, this is just it's a warning child. The next one won't be corked.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.